This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton.
U.S. President Donald Trump's doctor says the president has tested negative for COVID-19 on consecutive days as Mr. Trump traveled to Florida for his first campaign rally since being diagnosed with the disease earlier this month. In a memo released Monday by the White House, Dr. Sean Conley said Trump was tested using a newer rapid coronavirus test from Abbott Laboratories. He did not say when Trump was tested. Conley said the negative tests, along with the other clinical and laboratory data, quote, indicate a lack of detectable viral replication. He also repeated an assessment that he gave over the weekend that Mr. Trump is no longer infectious to others. Trump returned to the campaign trail Monday for a busy week that includes stops in Florida, Pennsylvania, Iowa, North Carolina, and Wisconsin. They're his first campaign travel stops since his positive test for COVID-19 on October 2nd. Trump spent several days at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center and completed his COVID-19 treatment at the White House. Dr. Anthony Fauci, speaking on CNN before Trump left the White House for Florida on Monday, questioned the wisdom of holding an event like this. Test positivity rates, he noted, are climbing in that part of the country. He called holding an event asking for trouble. Mr. Trump has described himself on Sunday as being in very good shape and said he was no longer taking any medication. Early voting in the U.S. presidential election in the southern state of Georgia stalled for a couple of hours Monday while electronic poll books were fixed. Early voting has now started in 40 of the 50 U.S. states. Election officials say more than 7.3 million people have cast ballots in the election that is scheduled to be held November the 3rd. You can find more on that and other stories at our website, VOA.